Shalom Aleichem. This is Parshas Pinchas, where the Torah tells us that Pinchas was Heshiv Chamosa Shel Ribbono Shel Olam, and because of that he was zeichet to bris kihuna, he was zeichet to bris shalom. And there's a little bit of a beginning to the story. The reason that he was zeichet to all of this is because what happened at the end of last week's Parsha. At the end of last week's Parsha, the Torah tells us that Benos Midyan listened to the Eitzah of Bilam. Bilam, the advisor, he gave them the Eitzah that they should be Machti Klai Yisrael, so that they should ruin the relationship between Klai Yisrael and Ribbono Shel Olam and eventually be defeated. The Ramban actually says it was the Eitzah of Zikne Midyan themselves, not necessarily Bilam, but at the end of the day, Klai Yisrael were Choyte with the Baal Peor. The daughters of Midian were Machti Klai Yisrael, that if they're interested to do Zinus with them, they first have to bow down to Baal Peor. And the Psukim say that many, many of Bnei Yisrael fell for that. They were involved in the Hishtachavoyot to Baal Peor, and because of that, there was a Charon Af of Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he should set up Bat Dinim, that the Rosh Ha'am, they should actually set up Bat Medrash, Sanhedrin, and they should judge and bring Lidei Oynesh of Misa, those people who are actually over of the Baal Peor. Chazal tell us in Masechet Sanhedrin, Peibez, that Pinchas was one of the Rosh Ha'am that was Oisek in this din. He was busy danning over a Habal, give them Misa, and then he noticed that something very difficult is happening. That was the Magefa that was brought to Klai Yisrael. That was the Chet of Zimri ben Solu and Kozbi Batsur, that Befarhesia, they were doing an Aveira. The Pasuk says that Pinchas grabbed his Romach. The Pasuk says that he got up from the Beis Medrash. Let me read you the Pasuk. Vayokom mitoch ha'edo, vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Anakoyen, vayokom mitoch ha'edo, vayikach Romach beyado. Chazal in Sanhedrin are medayek from the order of the Lashon of this Psukim. Vayokom mitoch ha'edo, vayikach. Instead of saying that he grabbed the Romach, the spear, and running out of the Sanhedrin to kill Zimri and Kozvi, the Pasuk says, first he got up, it seems that he left, and only then he grabbed the Romach and proceeded to kill Zimri and Kozvi. Chazal learned from here, Mikan, that you're not allowed to bring a weapon to a Beis Medrash. I would like to share with you a Ha'ara, a Kasha from the Maratz Chiyus, that he asked from this Gemara on a Psak of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses that a person is not allowed to bring a Sakin Aruch to a Beis HaKnesses. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is from the Psak from Orchos Chaim B'Shem de Maram, also Likones LeBeis HaKnesses B'Sakin Aruch, and he adds, Lefi Shehatfilo Ma'ariches Yom of Shel Adam V'Hasakin Mekatzrom. It's a Svara. So Maratz Chiyus asks, why does Beis Yosef bring this Svara? Why is it that it's not enough to bring a Pasuk that we have in the Gemara Sanhedrin? The Gemara Sanhedrin, after all, tells us there's a Beferish Pasuk. So if it's a Beferish Pasuk, why does Beis Yosef bring from Orchos Chaim that it's a Svara? It seems that Maratz Chiyus warns that maybe you'll tell me that this Pasuk is a Mokor, that you're not allowed to bring a Klei Zayin to the Beis Medrash. But Beis HaKnesses, maybe the Pasuk is not talking about that. To which Maratz Chiyus explains that even if you say that the Pasuk is only talking about the Isser of bringing Klei Zayin to a Beis Medrash, but we can make a Kal Vachomer. It's a Kol Sheken. If to a Beis Medrash you cannot bring a second Aruch, a Klei Zayin, Kol Sheken, you cannot bring a Klei Zayin or a second Aruch to a Beis HaKnesses. So if so, why is it the Beis Yosef or Orchos Chaim, B'Shem Aram, say that it's a Svar? Now before we go further and talk about the Havana in the Kasha of Maratz Chiyus, and perhaps the answer to the Kasha of Maratz Chiyus, I think it's kedai to talk about, very briefly, Halacha L'maisa that is discussed amongst the Poskim. As I mentioned, the Lashon of the Orchos Chaim is that you cannot come into the Beis HaKnesses, B'Sakin Oruch, or a weapon, Lefi Shehatfilo Ma'ariches Yom of Shel Adam, V'Hasakin Mekatzer. It seems that he talks about tefillah, and at the same time he talks about Beis HaKnesses. So which one is it? Is this a halacha in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, or is this a halacha in Hilchas Davening? The nafkamina would be that even without being in the Beis HaKnesses. If a person is davening b'yichidus, he's not allowed to carry a weapon. He's not allowed to hold a weapon on himself, on his body, in his pocket, while he's mispal. This, in fact, is a machlokes poiskim. Rabbi Avadi Yosef is medayik from the Shulchan Aruch, that since the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha in the section of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, you say that it's a halacha in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. And perhaps you're not allowed to bring a second Aruch to Beis HaKnesses, even when you're not davening. It has nothing to do with davening. It has to do with the makom of davening. Because davening is marich yom of shel adam. Beis HaKnesses, which is the makom of davening, is a place of marich yom of shel adam. And sakin is the opposite of that. So therefore, you should not bring sakin to Beis HaKnesses, even when you're not davening, even though it's not davening at this moment in the Beis HaKnesses. However, Tshuva Sitz Eliezer, paskins, that really it's both. In fact, the diuk is correct. You're not allowed to bring a sack into Beis HaKnesses, even though you're not davening, even though there's no davening taking place in the Beis HaKnesses. But at the same time, Tzitz Eliezer wants to pass him that even if you daven b'yichidus, you're not supposed to have a knife on you because tefillah is marich yom av shel adam and sakin is mekatz. So it's really both. It's a halacha in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses and it's also a halacha in Hilchos Tefillah. Al kuponim, let's get back to the kasha Maratz Chiyus. Maratz Chiyus was asking, if you have a Beferesh Pasuk, if you have a Beferesh Pasuk, why do Beis Yosef or Achaz Chaim B'Shem Aram have to mention a Svara? If it's a Pasuk, it's a Pasuk. And if you want to say the Pasuk is talking about Beis Medrash, let's make it Kal Vachon to Beis HaKnesses. So this Orchaz Chaim, this Maratz Chiyus, it's really a very difficult Maratz Chiyus. Because this Maratz Chiyus is assuming that Beis HaKnesses is more chashuv than a Beis Medrash. He says that we can make a Kal Vachomer. If Beis Medrash is also to have a Sakin brought to it, so Kol Shekhan Beis HaKnesses. Why do you need a Svar for Beis HaKnesses? But in fact, the Gemara Megillah is mashma the opposite. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin, talks about that the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is in fact less than the Kedusha of the Beis Medrash. The Kedusha of Beis Medrash is much higher than the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. Torah and Tefillah, Torah is much greater. Chazal say that if you want to switch a Beis HaKnesses to a Beis Medrash, you're allowed to do that because Malim Mekodesh. You could stop davening the different Zmanim of Tefillah and make a Beis Medrash, continuous learning, you're allowed to do that. But you're not allowed to do the opposite. You're not allowed to make a Beis Medrash into a Beis HaKnesses and start having davening and stop the learning in the middle. Why? Because that's Moridim Mekodesh. So you see that Chazal are telling us that the Kedusha of the Beis Medrash is in fact higher than the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. This is the opposite of the way Maratz Chiyus is thinking. Maratz Chiyus is saying that we should make a Kal Vachomer from Beis Medrash to Beis HaKnesses. While Chazal are telling us Beis Medrash is actually more Chamur than the Beis HaKnesses. I found that this kash is asked by a sefer, Ruach Chaim, it's a sefer on Shulchan Aruch, or a Chaim, Simen Kuf Aleph Siftes. He asked this kasha on Maratz Chiyus. He disagrees with Maratz Chiyus because of this kasha. And if you disagree with Maratz Chiyus, in fact, there's no kasha left on the Gemara. Or there's no kasha left from the Gemara on this Beis Yosef. If the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is less than the Kedusha of Beis Medrash, so then it makes sense why we cannot make a Kal Vachomer. We have the Pasuk that says you're not allowed to bring a Klezayin to the Beis Medrash. That we learn from Pinchas. But we cannot learn from there to Beis HaKnesses because the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is much less than the Kedusha of Beis Medrash. Who says that the Pasuk will apply even to Beis HaKnesses? So therefore, Beis Yosef has to be Mechadish or Chas Chaim B'Shem Aram that Beis Yosef brings and Shulchan Aruch Paskins like have to be Mechadish that even though we don't have a Pasuk, but Mikol Makom, but Al Kulponim, the Svara is Mechadish to us that you cannot bring a second Aruch or any Klezayin or weapon to a Beis HaKnesses as well. The difficulty with this Pshat of Ruach Chaim is that Shulchan Aruch does not say anything about a Beis Medrash. Doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to bring Klezayin to the Beis Medrash. It only talks about Beis HaKnesses. But this is not such a difficulty, such a big difficulty, I should say. Because once we know that Beis HaKnesses is Aser, so now we could make a Kal Vachomer to a Beis Medrash. Even if Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about a Beis Medrash, now we could make a Kal Vachomer the opposite of Maratz Chiyus and establish that if Beis HaKnesses is also because of this Svara, Kol Shekhan Beis HaMedrash that is more Choshuv and more Kadosh, that it should be Aser for us to bring a Klezayin weapon to Beis Medrash. But this kasha that we asked on Maratz Chiyus is very puzzling. Maratz Chiyus was a Baki B'Shas, Baki B'Poiskim, and to say that he missed the Beferesh Gemara Daf Chav Zayin, it's a pella. It can't be that he missed that Gemara And therefore, we have to try to understand what Maris Chiyus in fact means when he says that we can make a Kal V'chomer from the Beis Medrash to a Beis HaKnesses. So I would like to explain to you a little bit the Hagdara of the halachas of Kavod that we have to keep in mind when we enter Beis HaKnesses. I would like to ask Esthira in order to bring out the point. There are two Gemaras that talk about the Kiddush of the Beis HaKnesses and how we should be Noeg or how we should not be Noeg in the Beis HaKnesses. One Gemara is Masechta Megillah. The Gemara says that a person is not allowed to eat, drink, or sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara goes on to say that if it's raining outside, you're not allowed to enter the Beis HaKnesses to take shelter. If it's cold outside, you're not allowed to come to the Beis HaKnesses to take shelter. That's one Gemara. Then there's another Gemara. The Gemara says, in Masechta Brachos, at the end of Masechta Brachos in the ninth parak, that a person is allowed to be yoruk, a person is allowed to be roik in the Beis HaKnesses, a person is allowed to spit in the Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara says, why is that? The Gemara says, because a person spits at home, so just like a person would do it at home, he could do it in the Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara says, however, kapandario, making a shortcut, since a person is makbid that people shouldn't use his home as a shortcut, so a person has to be makbid not to use the Beis HaKnesses as a shortcut. So you see from there, the Gemara in Brachos tells us that the Hagdara of what you could or you can't do in the Beis HaKnesses is based on what you do or you don't at home, what you're makbid on to do or don't at home. So if that's the case, it should come out that since at home we eat, we drink, we sleep, it should also be that we should be able to eat and drink and sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. So why is it that the Gemara in Megillah says that you're not allowed to eat, drink, and sleep in the Beis HaKnesses? It sounds like it's theory. The answer to this question is that this question is a mistake. Chazal are telling us that there are two hagdoras when it comes to kavod of Beis HaKnesses. On one hand, Chazal are telling us that Beis HaKnesses is a place of davening. So since Beis HaKnesses is a place of hishtamshus of davening, you're not allowed to be oisik in any other hishtamshus in the Beis HaKnesses. Only davening. You cannot eat there, you cannot drink there, you cannot sleep there, you cannot hang out there, you cannot even come in just to enjoy the air conditioning. Why? Because any hishtamshus, besides the hishtamshus, other than the hishtamshus of the Beis HaKnesses, which is for davening, it's a bizarre for the Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara in Brachos is telling us another chiddush in the halachos of how we should be noeg kavod with Beis HaKnesses, what we can't do in the Beis HaKnesses. For that, the Gemara says, you cannot treat the Beis HaKnesses any less than you treat your home. If you're not using your home as a kapandaria to make a shortcut, or you don't want people to use your home as a kapandaria for a shortcut, you cannot use the Beis HaKnesses for a shortcut. You have to respect the Beis HaKnesses, just like you would respect your home. But if you would spit on the dirt floor of your home, so then you're allowed to spit even in the Beis HaKnesses. Because why not? It's not disrespectful. So that is the chiddush that the Gemara in Brachos is telling us. Two sets of halachas, two hagdoros. One has to do with the shtamshus, one has to do with the stam, hanhogos of kavod. What's the acheres for Beis HaKnesses? What's required and what's not required? So with this, I would like to proceed and explain what Maharas Chiyus had in mind when he said we can make a Kal V'chomer from Beis HaKnesses, from Beis Medrash to Beis HaKnesses. The Ran says in Masechta Megillah that a Talmid Chacham could actually eat and drink and be Metayel and sleep in a Beis Medrash. The Ran says, because for a Talmid Chacham who spends most of his day in a Beis Medrash, this is his bias, this is his house. So although a Talmid Chacham cannot eat, drink, or sleep in a Beis HaKnesses, which goes for davening, but the Beis Medrash that he spends most of his day learning, it's his bias. He's allowed to drink there, he's allowed to sleep there, he's allowed to metayel there. He has more latitude. However, Magen Avraham paskins that even in a Beis HaKnesses, even in a Beis Medrash for a Talmid Chacham, who's his home, treats it like a home, he could sleep there, he could drink there, he could be metayel there, he is not allowed to use a shortcut. He is not allowed to make a shortcut using a Beis Medrash, because that's a derech bizarre. These are the halachas that come out from the Ran and the Magen Avraham, but then get to Talmid Chacham and the Beis Medrash. Now let's go to the Maharas Chiyus. Maharas Chiyus is telling us that we have a pasuk in Chumash. Pinchas was sitting in a Beis Medrash. The Gemara says Beis Medrash is a place Pinchas was sitting at Sanhedrin, rather. He was danning people who were over Avodah Zarah with the Baal Peor. The Gemara in Brachas says that Beis Medrash, that they dan, or the Sanhedrin that they dan, is a mokum of being Isaac in Torah. It's like a Beis Medrash. So therefore, Maharaz Chiyus is asking, if Beis Medrash for a Talmud Chacham, which is a place that the Ran says is his bias, he could eat there, he could drink there, he could sleep there, he could be metayel there, yet he's not allowed to bring his weapon there. That's why Pinchas kept the spear outside of the Beis Medrash. Kol Shekin Beis HaKinesis, which even a Talmud Chacham cannot eat and sleep and drink there, that you cannot have your weapon in the Beis HaKinesis. So Maharaz Chiyus could agree that the Kedusha of Beis Medrash is far greater than the Kedusha of Beis HaKinesis. But he's trying to talk about the latitude that a Talmud Chacham has. Talmud Chacham could use the Beis Medrash as his bias, could sleep there, could drink, but he cannot bring a weapon. So Kol Shekin Beis HaKinesis, that a weapon cannot be brought, neither by Talmud Chacham, nor by a stam person. That is perhaps the kasha of the Maharaz Chiyus. But now let's try to answer the kasha of the Maharaz Chiyus. Why, in fact, Beis Yosef brings from Orchos Chaim, B'Shem de Ma'aram, that it's a svara that you're not allowed to bring a sack in Aruch to a Beis HaKinesis? Why can't we learn from a Kal V'Chaimer from this pasuk, Parshas Pinchas? So I think the answer to this question could be like this. I think we could possibly say that Lefi, this Gemara, Chazal are telling us that don't think that just because a person will bring a weapon to his home, and for a Talmud Chacham, Beis Medrash, or a Mokum that he learns all day is his home. So it should come out that if you bring a weapon home, and this is your home for eating and drinking, you have a latitude, you can do whatever you want that you do at home. So maybe it's mutter to bring a weapon to the Beis Medrash as well. For that, the Pasuk is being mechadish to us, that you cannot bring a weapon. But what's the reason that the Torah is mechadish, that you can't bring a weapon? Perhaps the underlying svara behind this Gezeras HaKosuv is the svara of Orchos Chaim. The svara of Orchos Chaim, that since a weapon, a second oruch, is a siba, is a cause for cutting a person's life short, that is not proper in a Beis Medrash. That is not proper in a Beis HaKinesis, because Beis HaKinesis and Beis Medrash is Mokom Tefillah, is Mokom Torah. Torah and Tefillah are causes for Arichus Yom of a person. So if that's the case, maybe that's Gufa the Chiddush of the Gezeras HaKosuv. The Torah is telling us that although Pinchas was in the Beis Medrash, was in the Beis Medrash that is called his bayis, he could eat there, he could drink there, he could sleep there. And although mitzad the halachas of Kovod and Hanhoga, there are eras for Beis HaKinesis, you could do whatever you want in Beis Medrash, something that you could do at home, something that you would do at home. So therefore, it should come out that bringing a weapon is perfectly fine to a Beis Medrash. It's your home, and you would bring it to your own home. So why can't you bring it to Beis HaKinesis or Beis Medrash? On that, the Torah is being mechadish that no, you still can't do that. But what's the time for this Gezeras HaKosuv? The time for this Gezeras HaKosuv could gufa be this Chiddush of Orchos Chaim. That sakin oruch, a weapon, or mikatzer yomim, and it's not appropriate that they should be brought to a place of marich yomim. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful Shabbos.